Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our Enlightened Networking Friday morning 30 minutes of wisdom call. This is Gregory Mascari, and we are so delighted and honored to have you joining us for these weekly calls where we invite gifted and talented and insightful speakers, trainers, and new thought leaders to join us and share with us their insights on wisdom and knowledge that will help us all on our path to growth, whether it's personal, professional, organizationally. These calls will be recorded for 24/7 replay, so if you have people that weren't able to do it, you're welcome to share the replay with them. And we do invite people to register at enlightenednetworking.com so they can be on our weekly notice so they can join us for these live calls. What I'd like to do right now is turn this call over to my beloved partner in life and my dear wife, Robin Blank Mascari, who's going to welcome us a little bit more and introduce our special guest today. So, Robin, over to you.
Thank you, Gregory. I love that introduction. Thank you. And good morning, everyone, and thank you for taking time out of your day, either this morning or when you're listening to the replay for 30 minutes of wisdom. We know your time is precious, so we will keep it brief and just really appreciate you investing in yourself to be with us as our community of Enlightened Networking continues to grow. And we want to thank you all for being here and for sharing, because that's how we're growing, is by each one of you sharing with the people you love and care about. Well, this morning we have a special guest that I've known for many, many years. And Donna Fisher is one of those bright lights in the world that, you know, I just think of her and I light up. And you know how we have those people in our life, and I look at her picture and it does it even more. And I just want to make sure, Donna, are you with us?
I am, Robin.
Oh,
thank
good.
You.
Wonderful. Well, I've been having so much fun because Donna's been in my life for many years, and I pulled out several of her books. And, you know, you can tell if a book is well-read by, if in my world, if it has several different color of highlighters in it. And when I look at Donna's books, I have several different colors, and it's so fun. So this morning, Donna's going to be talking about networking and a little bit about Donna. She's an entrepreneur, and she's here. She's fun. She loves to help people grow, have fun, and create profitable businesses. And she's the author of many books, Power Networking, People Power. Donna is the author of Professional Networking for Dummies. And I don't know about you guys, but I have a collection of those yellow books in my bookshelves, and I love them. And they only pick the experts. And her books have been translated into many, many languages, and she's actually working on a new book released in September called Switched on Networking with Dr. Tony Alessandro and some other very wonderful authors. So, you know, what was interesting, Donna, is when I read your bio, this is something I never noticed before, an introvert who learned how to network. So there's hope for those introverts, too.
Yeah.
And I just want to start off, and first of all, thank you for being with us, because you have so much to share. And many of these people on the line are professional networkers, and I don't think we often enough kind of step back and define. So if you would, I want to welcome you with a big warm heart and just kind of share a little bit about what is networking.
Yes, and thank you. First of all, thank you, Robin, and being with you, and this wonderful community that you're creating is a real treat for me, so I'm privileged and I appreciate the opportunity. So networking is about connecting and aligning with people, creating mutually supportive relationships and a community of support. You know, one of the things I talk about is it's so easy to go out and meet people. You can meet people everywhere you go, but the thing is, are you connecting with people? And so that's my focus. And then through connecting with people, really building relationships where people are of value and support to one another.
It is a mutual thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And, you know, it was interesting when I went to your website, you can tell you absolutely embody what, you know, Bob Berg calls the go-giver.
Bob is
so
wonderful.
Yeah, and you can see it all over your website, and we'll mention it several times, but it's donnafisher.com, because Donna is sharing so many resources with people, because it is about connecting and connecting in a way. Tell us a little bit more about what does that mean? Because people like to talk about themselves, but is that what's really happening here?
Well, it can happen in several ways. I mean, we can connect. I mean, you know how it is. Sometimes you meet someone and there's this instant sense of knowing that person or connecting, and it's still important to have a conversation so you really do get to know more about that person. So it can be energetically. It can be through finding common interests, finding commonalities. It can be through, just conversation, even if you don't find commonalities necessarily, just conversations where you're sharing with one another in such a way that you do get to know one another. But, you know, the thing is, when you are connecting, then that's the first stepping stone of a relationship that can grow and that can lead to support and opportunities and friendships, long-term professional, personal friendships. So, you know, the thing is really, what can I do when I'm present? And a lot of that comes from, Robin, really being present when we're with people. And I say that because we live in a day and age where, you know, we got phones ringing and beeping and tweeting. And we've got so much going on and so much information in front of us or calling for our attention, you know, it seems like constantly. So the thing is, in the moment, to be able to presence myself to be with another being.
I love that term, presence myself, because, you know, that connecting. You know, years ago I got asked to teach a class on networking because people called me a networker and I had an unconscious competence. And you said something I think that's really, really important that I had to really bring to my awareness. It's looking for connections. You know, how are we related? And, you know, the key to small talk is listening, you say in your book, and looking for those cues, because those cues, you know, where are you from, what do you do, and we can find those things by listening, and I think a lot of people forget that part.
Yeah, well, one of the things I do emphasize in my programs is that it is through listening that we connect. You know, there's a lot of emphasis, and I even work with people on their brand you statement, so there's and I'm involved in and teach something around the concepts of conscious language, which is very much about the importance of the words that we choose and the energy of the words. At the same time, what's important is back to presencing ourselves and listening, that when we really give someone our full attention, we're present with them and we focus on what they're saying and we're interested in what they're saying and we're not just hearing the words. You know how you can hear somebody talking, or you can really you can be listening, or you can really hear them. You can really tune in and engage in what they're saying. And I think it's through listening that we connect. And, again, in this day and age, people are very hungry to be heard and to feel heard, to feel connected. To me, networking satisfies something that we all desire as human beings, is that desire to connect, to feel connected, to belong, to be part of something, to have a world in which we are valued and we can contribute, and also to feel the satisfaction that comes from giving and contributing to other people, to have people we know we can call on and count on anytime for anything.
Which is really the strength of community and, you know, knowing that there are people there. You know, many people know that I was involved with the Covey organization for many years, and Stephen Covey has a quote that I love to share. The deepest need of the human soul is to be appreciated, acknowledged, affirmed, and understood.
Yeah.
And I know in your work you have several ideas and ways for people to do this kind of connecting. Do you want to share a little bit about some ways in this high-tech world that we can really reach out and have people feel appreciated and connected and affirmed?
Well, all of those things are so right on, and appreciated comes from one of the things I emphasize is the power of praise, which is about acknowledging and appreciating people, and that, you know, there's the opportunity truly in every conversation to thank people for something, either thanks for, you know, taking the time to talk with me, thanks for returning my call, thanks for, taking my call. Thanks for the information. Thanks for the ideas, you know, to simply have that be part of who we are and what we're expressing. And part of the thing there is that does it builds relationship, it builds a sense of gratitude, it builds a sense of connection. And one of the I'm also a big proponent on sending cards, and always have been. I've been teaching networking for a long time, back before there were emails. That's hard to imagine, isn't it? I feel funny when I say that.
It's amazing, isn't it?
That's amazing, yes. So, you know, and it used to be that everybody was real great about sending note cards and, you know, following up with cards when you met someone, and then we all got into doing emails. Well, I say cards will still have you stand out, and even more so now because so few people send them, and now people are getting overwhelmed with emails. So anything that you can do that provides a personal touch, even when you're acknowledging people, I tell people when you're acknowledging people, acknowledge them for something specific. Rather than just saying, good job today, say, I really like the way you handled such and such today. So make it very personal. Make it specific so they know it's not just, oh, they always say that, that there's something very specific that they're noticing. And then also what you can do is acknowledge people not just for what they do, but the quality that they exhibit that has them doing what they do. And I appreciate, you know, the job you did on that report and how thorough you are with everything that you do. So acknowledge people for what they do, but acknowledge people for the quality that's represented in that. And then back to, we're so overwhelmed with emails, there are several ways to now, I'm encouraging people to get back into the habit of sending notes. And the thing is, technology now makes that so much easier. And I love that there's some programs out there that combine high tech and high touch, and where you can go online and create a card and have the card mailed. And one of them is called Enthusiasm Cards. And you can go to enthusiasmcards.com, which I've set up as a place where you can go and check that out and even send a free card. So it's enthusiasmcards.com. And I think it's just a matter of, you know, what's important to us in terms of building those relationships. You know,
we people remember when they receive something in the mail. I mean, when it's been proven that when people get their mail, first thing they do is shuffle through and look for something personal.
Right. Oh,
and
yeah.
And go to that first.
Open
and it's
that
so
first.
Rare. And, mm-hmm. you know, I encourage people to have a collection of thank you cards or mm-hmm. greeting cards. You know, when you're in the store and you see something, just buy it so you have it
mm-hmm.
and have some stamps at home and,
mm-hmm.
and have
mm-hmm.
people's addresses accessible. And
mm-hmm.
how long does it really take and how much do we remember when we,
mm-hmm.
you know, when we send something out or when we receive something,
mm-hmm.
do we remember those people and how much they touch us? And it makes us want to give more, doesn't it?
Yes, yes. And the acknowledgement part is not just for the people who are receiving the acknowledgements or receiving the notes. It's important that we be expressing the gratitude and that we call attention to that ourselves and that we be expressing gratitude in our life on a daily basis, which keeps us more aware of our network and the support and the people that we have all around that are available to us. So it's not just for the people who get the notes, it's for us as well, because we experience it when we express it. And, you know, just talking about what you're saying, right here in my office, I have a card that's beautiful that my friend Amy sent me, and I just opened it up, and she actually put the date on the inside, which is now nice that she did that. This was June 21st of 2010 that she sent me this card. And I just love the card so much and what she had to say that I still have it on my bookshelf.
And I want to share a quote that you like to share with people. No matter how high-tech we get, nothing will ever replace the value and importance of our people skills. And taking the time to really appreciate and you know, say thank you on a regular basis and the power of praise and realize that technology is a tool, but it doesn't
right.
replace the connection. And like Bob Berg says, and so many of us know, people want to do business with people they like.
Right.
And in networking, you said it so beautifully that, you know, it's about listening, because a lot of times in our profession, so many people on this line are professional networkers and entrepreneurs. A lot of times people go, well, I don't know what to ask. So how do they know what to ask? What kind of help can you give people when they feel a little stuck?
Well, I encourage people to really think about what's of interest to them. You know, I encourage people around the arena of small talk, you know, there's a couple of things. Think of, you know, what are some topics that you would love to hear or learn more about, and what are some topics that you simply love and have a passion for and have a lot of information about. And the idea is to generate engaging, interesting, valuable conversations. So the thing with small talk is, and I relate it to kind of an analogy of playing tennis, that I might, if I were out playing tennis, I might serve, or you might, Robin, you might serve the ball to me several times, and sometimes I'd hit it back and sometimes I wouldn't. It's just the way it is. And so I use that same analogy with small talk. I may throw out a question or a comment, and you may or may not respond much. But what I'm going to do is keep throwing things out until there is something that clicks that we can talk about that's of interest to, and that's of value that allows us to create that connection. So, you know, the idea is just come up with some topics in mind. And when you're out talking with people, because I come from the place that we are already connected, so the idea is simply how do we bring that connection forward into our awareness at the moment. And so the idea, if we're all already connected, then look to see what's the commonality. Because when we're talking to someone, we're either at the same event, we're at the same location. There's something that we can see that we have in common. And if nothing else, we're living on this planet at the same time. So come from a commonality and then look to strengthen and expand and deepen it. Now, I also like the concept of what I call 3D networking, which is go dimensional, so that networking is not just surface, go deep. And the
what
idea
does that
here,
mean?
Well, it's like rather than just getting to just having a conversation with somebody about their work, ask about their hobbies, learn about their family. Find out about things in other areas of their life so your relationship has more depth and breadth to it.
And getting more personal. And sometimes that's, you know, a stretch for people to ask personal questions. And you coming from a background of being an introvert, you know, talk a little bit about expanding that comfort zone to go a little deeper with people. And I know that if people go too far too fast, they won't do it. But what would be some tips for people? Because that's where the real connections are made.
Yeah, well, I do believe in, you know, the whole thing with small talk is to take little steps in conversations. So that, because the idea is to develop connection and to create a safe and inviting place for people to engage and interact with you. So, and I do believe that some of it, when we're present, we can intuitively get a sense of where to go with that. So the conversations or the questions don't have to be real personal. I have a friend who, one of the things he almost always asks people is, where are you from? You know, where'd you grow up? And that's not, I don't know that anybody would not choose to reveal that or feel like that was too personal, and yet it gives him a chance to have a conversation that's not just business related and sometimes leads to some amazing commonalities. Oh, you grew up there? Well, one of my favorite, you know, football teams, who knows where that might go? Or, you know, you might ask somebody where they're from and maybe you have, you know, a niece or somebody who lives there now, or, I mean, but even just little things like that, that can then lead to topics that you would never know about. It's just, you know, we mentioned when I was talking with you before, Robin, about organic, how having things grow organically. Well, this is organic networking. You know, you throw topics or questions out there, and then you allow it to go organically in directions that would have you strengthen your relationship with that person and know more about them. So the other thing I talk about is to have that one of the ways to really develop listening is to have a childlike curiosity. And by this I mean, you know, if you've got two little kids out somewhere who see each other, don't know each other, and see each other, little kids, they kind of look at each other, and they're kind of like, oh, it's another little kid, you know. And they just, before you know it, they can be playing together, right? So I'm not talking about, you know, as adults being exactly like that, but I'm talking about that playfulness and that lightheartedness of being curious about who people are. So we're not interrogating people, but we're just like, tell me what has you here at this, you know, at this meeting, or, you know, just be curious and interested in who the person is, and that sincerity will come across.
That's so beautiful. And I, you know, when I look at, you know, people have their different mediums, and one of my great mediums in life is my curiosity of people. And,
yes,
you know, it's amazing how you can pick anything, like their shoes or, you know,
yeah,
something that can open up, and
mm-hmm,
then you can move in those other dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, just, I think you said it so beautifully, the lightheartedness makes it safe.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's an opportunity to go deeper in some of those other things. And I know in our profession, we want to get connected with people and ask them about their life and their lifestyle and their dreams. And, you know, are they being fulfilled? And, you know, what do they want more in their life? And that's not where you'd start with people. But I know you've got these wonderful other resources. You know, you're a certified professional in conscious languaging. And the way we use our language to connect with people can make a big difference in what actually happens. Can you talk a little bit about what is conscious languaging?
Well, conscious language is truly about being aware of the words that we use, the power of the words, the energy of the words, and consciously choosing words that empower ourselves and others and really create our highest choices lead to creating and experiencing our highest choices in life. And the thing about it is there are a lot of words, common words used by our culture that is nothing necessarily bad or wrong about them, and yet there are some word choices that would, in a sense, upgrade, enlighten the conversation. So one of the ones that really relates to me to the area of networking, because in the arena of networking, you know, I hear people going, well, you know, I want more business, or I want to connect with so-and-so, or I want to have lunch with you. And the key word in there is the word want. And the root meaning of the word want is to lack. It means to not have.
Wow.
So when we go around saying, I want, and then we get to the point where we have a lot of energy around what we want, right? So we go around saying, I want, and we have more and more energy around want, and we're creating energy around not having and lacking, not knowing. It's just, so what I invite people to do is to upgrade from want, experiment it, notice, be aware, see how it feels different for you, and see how people respond to you, possibly, you know, differently. And the upgrades would be, I choose, instead of I want, I choose to have more business by doing so and so, to claim what's yours, what you have a right to in your world. I choose. So it's more of a decree and a declaration.
Wow.
Okay.
I hope people really heard that simple distinction, and I invite people to really heighten your own awareness of your languaging, because when I was introduced to this whole body of study called conscious languaging, I had been teaching what I thought was languaging, but it was such a small dimension of what this program's about. And the energy behind the word and what it represents can literally transform our life.
Mm-hmm.
So could you share a little bit about the book and the work? Because I think there's so many dimensions to it that can literally change people's lives.
And same with me, Robin. I've been teaching communication, been aware of words, done a lot of, you know, done a lot of words, we're republishing a word book that Barbara Farley did years ago. And this took all of that to a whole new level for me. So I'm going to share one other thing about the word want. One upgrade is I choose. The other is when we're out networking and say, I want to get together, it would be I request we get together for lunch. Again, all different from, you know, I want to get together with lunch for lunch with you sometime, and then typically what happens is nothing. When we say I request, then there's simply a different energy around that which calls for some action, some response. So the upgrades from want are I choose and I request.
Wow.
Major difference.
You can feel it, actually.
You can feel it, yeah. In my program, you know, I go, okay, now think or say out loud, I want. Notice how it feels. And then say, I choose. There's total different energy.
Wow, and I know so many people want to move to a greater state of abundance and
mm-hmm.
in their lives, and those little adjustments can make
mm-hmm.
a huge difference
mm-hmm.
in where we're coming from. So I know we're getting close to the end of our time, and I want to make sure we kind of address a little bit about the future of networking and any other like important things you want to make sure people hear this morning.
Oh, yes.
Where are we going with this thing called networking?
The other thing I'm very excited about, where I'm going with it, is virtual networking events.
All right.
So the technology, again, today, technology is simply giving us more options. The basics of networking have not changed. What's shifting is that technology is giving us new and different ways to connect and evolve our communities, of course, with social media sites. What I'm loving are the virtual networking events. There's a technology where I can get anywhere from, you know, 50 to hundreds of people on a phone call together, and I can put you in groups. So I can get everybody on the same phone line, and then I'm able to put people in groups of three and have them introduce themselves to one another, network, share information, and then give them a certain amount of time to do that, and then put them in another group, and then another group, and then another group. And this can be people from all over the world, all over the country, a particular city. It can be associations, people who are all members of a particular association. And what I notice is it's just awesome because everybody's there to network. And it's my experience that in 1 hour, people will make more connections in using this technology than if they were at a two-hour face-to-face event.
Talk about power networking.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, and I've seen people get results from simply one phone call and expanding their network and meeting people that they wouldn't normally have a chance to meet. And everybody's really, you know, fine-tuning their introduction and fine-tuning how to speak what they do that's of value, and fine-tuning how to ask for what can be of greatest support to them. And I think it's a wonderful new tool and venue for people to connect and expand their communities.
Wow. So you do facilitate these technology-based virtual networking events. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And people can find out about it on your website?
My website, DonnaFisher.com. There's also a website called TheMingleGroup.com. And I've got a website that's being created called NetworkingJam.com. So that one's not live yet. The Mingle Group is up. DonnaFisher.com is up. And then Enthusiasm Cards is the place for the cards. So those are the thing. Oh, and Conscious Language. There is information on Conscious Language on my website. And if people desire information about my webinars or the book, you know, they can sign up for my email list.
Great.
On my website. And the Conscious Language book is available on my website or at Amazon.
And Donna's books have been around for years, but they're timeless because, you know, they're principles.
Yes.
And, you know, I've got People Power in my hand, and I think that's the one that's most – I've got little sticky notes everywhere and multiple colors of highlighting all through it, because it's kind of like my main resource when I go out and speak on networking is the first thing I do is I pull on Donna. This woman is a wise, wise woman with much to share, and there's so many dimensions. And, you know, when I look at this, chapter one is the power of giving, and I think people can realize that there's a theme in enlightened networking and building our community, and it really is coming from that place. And Donna embodies that so beautifully. So I really want to thank you, Donna, for taking this time this morning to be with us. And we'll complete our 30 minutes of wisdom here for those of you that do need to leave us. But Donna's agreed to stay on for a few minutes for some Q&A. So realize that this is available on a 24/7 replay until we have our next guest next week, who will be Doug Krug, who is the author of the international bestseller Enlightened Leadership, and has been a powerful teacher and mentor in my life. And so, Donna, thank you so much. And
thank you, Robin.
It's great to have you. So we'll just take a moment of pause, and then we'll open the lines. And anyone that wants to make comments or has questions for Donna, we're available to do that. Thank you. Okay, Gregory, are the lines open?
Yes.
Are you with us, Gregory?
Yes, the lines are open.
The lines are open. Okay, well, I want to first thank Gregory for technical support, as always, and holding the space for making all this to happen, because there's a lot of pieces that go with it. And Gregory, do you have anything you want to share before we open things up for the community here?
Well, Donna, I just want to thank you. Your teachings and your wisdom is the breath of fresh air, and it's the air we love to breathe, is that of, you know, developing long-term mutually rewarding relationships and really connecting people, which is why, you know, I often say that once networking gets under your skin, there's no known cure. It's such a wonderful profession, and, you know, and when you find a good company that can monetize, it makes it even better. But
yeah,
nature of life is networking, whether it's in our business, in our, you know, in all aspects, social and spiritual and every other way.
Yes, very, very well said. Yeah, it's not just about building business, it's a lifestyle. It's the way we
relate
to people.
Yeah, and so combining the high tech with the high touch is the way the world's going, and we can ride that wave and enjoy a richly rewarding life in all dimensions.
Thank
you for sharing your wisdom freely with us this morning.
Well, thank you. I love what you're creating, the community that you're creating, and value and appreciate the opportunity to be part of that.
Great, and I think the line is open, so if anybody has any questions for Donna, we could take a few questions for a few minutes or comment.
I have a question.
And who's that?
Okay.
This is Tony Rotz in Idaho Falls.
Hi, Tony.
Hi. How are you, Robin?
Great to see you.
Well, it was great to see you as well. Nice to hear you again this morning. Donna, I have a question. It has to do with, as humans, our capacity to notice things is a function of change. So much of what happens in languaging has to only include the words that people are routinely familiar with, which is a much narrower reach of our written language, in English anyway. And I often find it more entertaining myself to use a richer quality or broader reach of vocabulary, but I often get reminded that not everybody will use those words, except that most of us have, from even our eighth grade education, a much richer inventory. So the question is this, at what point do we acknowledge that maybe we're reaching too far in this networking attempt?
Reaching too far, it sounds like you're saying in terms of expanding the vocabulary that you're using? Is that what you're asking?
Well, using a broader vocabulary to reach into the connection, which I think essentially is a feeling that's almost beyond language.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I come from that the main place is our where we're coming from. You know, our attitude, our attention, our energy, I think, is the basis of it. I mean, we can all be coming from a negative place and attempting to cover that up, saying everything positively, and, you know, then we send out a mixed message, right? And we can say something nice and have a scowl on our forehead or a tone in our voice that's not so nice, and people are going to pick up on that. So, you know, there's the power comes from being congruent, from knowing where we're from, you know, getting in touch with ourselves, where we're coming from, what we desire, what we choose to create with people, how we choose to connect with people. And then finding the words that are congruent, that best represent that, that people can relate to and understand. I mean, the thing with networking is I'm not there to teach, preach, or impress. I am there to connect. And I'm there to create a safe place for people to feel comfortable in approaching me, interacting with me, being in conversation with me, and, you know, developing a relationship of some kind, because networking is about developing relationships. So does that answer your question at all?
Yes, it does. It kind of moves through what I learned years ago, that there are kind of four reference frames for listening: downloading factual information, and then going into the empathic and generative components, and you kind of very quickly work through those to help.
Uh-huh.
And I think it will help me kind of put it in the right reference frame. Being congruent is vital. Thank you.
Yes,
and Tony is one of those people that is so widely read, has a vast array of knowledge and wisdom. And
I can tell.
You know, what I hear Donna saying is, you know, finding that place to connect.
Yes.
You know, whatever those words may be. Sometimes we can stretch people a little and use some of the words they're not used to, but to find a way to connect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Tony.
Yes.
Wow.
Great.
Okay, who's next? And remember what Donna said earlier, the importance of praise and gratitude. So who's next? That was a hint.
Hi, this is Melanie Kirk-Soffer. If I could go next, I'd like to thank Donna for her time today, and you, Robin and Gregory. And I have a question regarding virtual networking.
Mm-hmm.
To me, and I think to a lot of people that are out there, if network marketing is a relatively new business, and we've always done the more old-fashioned way of attending events in person, do you recommend that a student of networking would start by taking some kind of online course in virtual networking, or just go ahead and dive in and sort of throw themselves into it? Can you recommend some kind of approach for someone that's a more novice networker?
Well, the basic and the approach for networking is, in my opinion, the same whether you're on a phone, whether you're on a webinar, whether you're on a social media site, whether you're face-to-face. It's still the basic principles of connecting with people, building a relationship, listening to see how you can be a resource, creating value for people, creating community. So, you know, any information out there that supports you, and simply, and part of my deal with my books and programs is to give people the information. I feel like people can feel more comfortable with what they're doing sometimes the more informed they are. So I give, you know, my deal is to give you information so you understand what networking is, what it isn't, you know, some of the skills, what's appropriate, so you'll feel more comfortable and confident in just naturally reaching out to people. Even though I'm an introvert, I do think that networking is a natural process because it's about connecting with people and building relationships. And I test introvert on all those personality tests. And even after years of teaching networking, I went back and took a personality test again thinking I'd grown and evolved, and it was still the same. But you know, anything, the thing is, you know, oftentimes people get uncomfortable with networking because their attention is on themselves. This is not about you. This is about connecting with other people. This is about serving other people. This is about creating a community. The more I grow my network, the more I have to offer the people in my network. So I'm not growing my network just for me. I'm growing my network so I have more people to refer to Robin or Shaka or whoever. So, again, checking to see if I'm answering your question. I am creating a program, an audio program right now. Well, it's partly audio. It's partly documents. Called Spot On Networking, that's going to be coming out within the next few months, that will give people, you know, that will give people information on, more information on how to get comfortable and effective at meeting people and making contacts and building those relationships and creating fulfillment in life.
So what I'm hearing is it's really the same principles.
Yeah.
Right. I think I was more, I think that I was kind of asking more about the virtual networking you mentioned, where you talked mm-hmm. about getting groups of 50 people and then dividing them into groups of three for brief periods of time.
Yes.
And that system that you had set up.
Mm-hmm. I use the tech.
Find more information.
You can get more information with me. You can email me, or, you know, we can schedule a time to talk later if you're simply more interested in the technology.
Yes, that's just it. I'm just thinking in terms of people that have done it the old-fashioned way and now are trying to look more toward the future and the virtual network marketing concept.
Okay. I'd be glad to talk with you further about the technology.
Sure.
And, again, I emphasize the old-fashioned way is still the way. We're simply using
right.
technology. Technology
right.
is simply giving us new ways to connect so that I can connect with people from the comfort of my home, just like we're doing, or office, just like we're doing right now. We used to not be able to do, you know, webinars or whatever, you know, over the phone line or over the internet, and now we do. It hasn't really changed the content that we're sharing. It's technology just gives us a different way to be in conversation. A different venue.
I see. Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes.
And Melanie, there's some great technology out, like Donna was referring to, where you can actually be in a conference call and have groups and have people raise their hands, and it's quite extraordinary. So
yes.
you might want to be in touch with Donna and learn more about that. You know, there's so many dimensions and things that can be covered, and I know a whole other call, because I know Donna does this great thing on how to brand yourself when you're going to a networking meeting, and we can do another call at another time about things like that. But is there anyone else that has comments or questions for Donna right now? I think everyone's so compliant they're on mute, it's so quiet. And people are so well trained, you know,
yeah.
these conference call training, it's so wonderful when people are really quiet in the background, and we really appreciate that. Well, is there any other final comments you want to make, Donna, before we close our time together, or last chance for anyone to jump in?
For me, Robin, again, I appreciate what you guys are doing to really to create community, to get information out and available to people, and not just information, but to give us a chance to reconnect and connect. And
well,
in this day and age of technology, there is so much information that's at our fingertips. It's there's just so much. I think it's increasing our. Well, I think we've all, as human beings, we have a desire to feel and be connected. And for me, that's what the networking is all about. And when we feel and experience our connections, we're going to make more productive choices in life. We're going to take, quote, risks that possibly we wouldn't normally take because we have people we can call on and count on. And it's when people are feeling disconnected that they do destructive things. So the idea here is for us all to connect. And it's so obvious in our world that when there's a catastrophe of sometimes that people rally. That shows the natures of who we are as human beings. The thing is to rally all the time. simply to rally, because we are human beings there for one another. So if we look at our community and go, and our whole focus is to rally for the success of the people around us.
That's so beautiful. And, you know, this is an endless topic, of course, and it is about relationships, and it is about connections, and, you know, quality of life, quality of business is directly related to the quality of those, you know, conversations that we have one-on-one, and the network that we build to support each other creates that strength. And, you know, when I look at Donna's books and what she shares, it's so interactive. There's so much value of things you can put into effect immediately. So I just am so grateful to be reconnected. And when I put the invitation out to people to speak on these calls, Donna was one of the first people to respond back to me. And I thank you for being so willing to share your 30 minutes of wisdom and all that you do in the world. That is so, and Donna has many, many dimensions to her. So when you go to her website, you're going to plan to spend a little time, because you're going to have fun, because she's into lots of other things too. She is truly an entrepreneur and a gift to all of us. And I'm very grateful. And so thank you for your time today. Thank you all for being with us. We will reconvene next Friday as we are building our Enlightened Networking community, and we thank each of you for taking the time out and sharing with people that you love and care about to just come on board. And we'll have other dimensions of things, like Donna talked about, many dimensions unfolding in time. So thanks, everybody, and have a great weekend. Take good care and connect.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.